Wheaties presents Sarah Berner in Sarah's Private Papers. On stage tonight from Hollywood. On stage tonight from Hollywood, another on the Wheaties big parade of exciting half-hour presentations. Tonight, the premiere performance starring Sarah Berner. In Sarah's Private Caper.
Oh, you want more, huh? Period, end of report. And I mean, end of report. That's the crop. An exciting caper, huh, Effie?
Oh, Sam. Oh, help, Larry.
You just say that because that's the way you were raised. Come here, sweetheart. Come on, get over here.
Oh.
Good night, sweetheart.
Oh, Sam, when you saw the paper like that, I could just crawl through that radio and eat you up. What are you thinking that, Effie, anyway, when there's me? Every quivering, melting ounce of me. Let's see, how did Effie say that? Sam. Oh, good night, Sam.
Turn that off, Miss Berner.
Oh, Lieutenant.
Miss Berner, you're just a snuggle from this police station. So why must you use the police radio to listen to Sam Spade?
Well, can I help it? I've got a crush on crime.
You typed up that report I gave you?
Yes, Lieutenant, here it is, but I don't believe it.
And what don't you believe?
Mr. Owen calls up and says a book with the title The Sonnets of Fu Yen is stolen. 20 minutes later, the same Mr. Owen calls up and says it isn't stolen.
So what?
Obviously, there is something fishy going on with these Sonnets of Fu Yen.
Look, Miss Berner, all you've got to do is type reports, answer the telephone, and sharpen pencils. Leave the Sonnets of Fu Yen to my detectives.
I would gladly do that, Lieutenant. Except your detectives never remember to put all the desired information into their report.
Meaning what?
This report, for instance, all it says is Mr. Owen. Doesn't say who he is, what he does, or where he lives.
Mr. Owen happens to be a respectable citizen, owner of a swank night spot on the Sunset Strip. He lives in an apartment upstairs over the club. You may answer that information in the report, and then the case is closed. Understand? The case is closed.
Closed, huh? I wonder if Mr. Owen might meet a very talented girl singer in his nightclub. I think I will call on Mr. Owen this evening and make this my own private paper.
Folks, if you're going to get up in the morning, then get up and get your Wheaties. It's a wonderful morning when you've had your Wheaties. They're crisp, you know, flaky little flakes of whole wheat, fairly crackling with the very vitamins and minerals you need for a wonderful morning. Whether you're going to work or doing the dishes or just plain living, first you need your Wheaties. Sure, whatever your job, you can do it better with Wheaties to help. Start breakfast with milk and Wheaties and fruit and feel the good difference all morning long. Will you do that? It's a wonderful morning when you've had your Wheaties.
Well, Sarah has taken off on one of her completely unauthorized private papers and is on her way to the apartment of Mr. Owen, owner of a swank Hollywood nightclub. We look in on Mr. Owen.
Mr. Owen, you're hurting me.
You stupid crumb. You stupid knucklehead. How can anybody be as stupid as you? You don't deserve to live.
Don't hit me anymore, Mr. Owen. Please don't hit me anymore.
Just once more so you get the message. You get the message, Casey?
Yes, I feel you tapping it out. For a long time.
The Sonnets of Fu Yen, Hastings. Why did you pick that particular book to steal from me?
No particular reason, sir. It was the nearest one to hand.
Well, how much did you get for it?
I sold it to Herr Dan, the auctioneer, for $50, sir.
$50? That book is worth $500,000 to anyone who knows its secrets.
But, sir, I have to have $50 to take out a governess I met.
$50 just to take out a governess?
That was her bail, sir.
Now, how am I going to get the book back and make it look legitimate?
Very simple, sir. The book will be on auction tomorrow. All you have to do is to go there and bid on it.
Simple, is it? You get more stupid all the time, Hastings. What makes you so stupid?
I guess it's the way you keep hitting me on the head, sir.
Anybody who bids on that book is liable to be washed up on the beach.
Oh, well, in that case, sir, I suggest you hire an agent to bid on it.
Where would I find an addle brain to do that? Some idiot. Someone stupid enough. Yes. Open the door, Hastings.
Yes, sir, Mr.
Hi, everybody. Am I late?
What do you want here, baby?
She's got an elegant apartment. Louis the 14th chair. Louis the 15th table. And look, Louis the 16-inch television set.
You've had the tour, baby. There's the door.
You are Mr. Owens, aren't you?
Yes.
My agent said you were looking for a girl singer for your nightclub. And my name is Andrews.
Oh, did you sing with the Andrews sisters?
No, I've been with the King's Men.
Well, I'd like to hear you sing, but some other time, maybe.
Look, I brought my guitar with me.
Yeah, I know.
I happened to have brought it along. And for my first number, I'd like to sing. I can see no matter how near you'll be. Mr. Owens.
Frankly, I wouldn't like to take you away from the King's Men.
Why?
Well, I have a feeling they need you.
Well, thanks for listening anyway.
Now, wait a minute. Since you're here, I wouldn't want you to leave too disappointed. Maybe I can make you really glad you came.
Try something, Buster, and I'll break your arms one by one.
What?
Do I know what I'm saying?
Come here, baby.
What are you going to do to me? Sleep?
Not so close, baby. You're fogging my glasses. Now, really, all I want you to do is go to a book auction in the morning and bid on a book for me. A book called The Sonnets of Fu Yin.
Oh, then it was stolen.
Wait a minute. Who said anything about it being stolen?
Well, I just read it in the paper that a lot of books are being stolen. The headline this morning said, Bookie snatched my mom.
Bookie?
Yeah. Must have been an itchy-bitchy book, huh?
Well, you'll do, baby. Now, look, here's the pitch. I'm going to give you a blank check. All you have to do is go down to her dance book auction tomorrow morning and bid on The Sonnets of Fu Yin. Bring it back to me, and I'll give you $500. Bid as high as you have to, but get it. Is it a deal?
So, write out the check already. Melvin, I know how important you are to the United Tea Company market, but as my boyfriend and fiancé, you've got to take the morning off and drive me to the book auction.
Look, Sarah, Mr. Sack, the manager, says I have to stack these bottles of ketchup into a 5-foot pyramid. Someday, Sarah, I'm going to be assistant manager of this market, and then we'll get married, and you won't go gadding about on these wild schemes. We'll be together. Nice.
Reduce that ketchup bottle.
If you haven't tried it, don't knock it.
What's going on back here? What are you doing, Melvin?
Oh, Mr. Sack.
Those ketchup bottles aren't sachets. You've got a 4-foot pyramid and I want a 5-foot pyramid. This is not a corner grocery store, boy. This is the United Market. The United Market, boy.
Hello, Mr. Sack.
Oh, no. Guard those ketchup bottles with your life, boy.
Melvin wants the morning off, Mr. Sack. Are you going to give it to him?
You can't do that again. You can't. You won't. You won't.
Oh, no.
We've ever been in the red. Get out of here. Melvin, you're fired. And never come back here. I banish you and your apron from this market forever.
Oh, Mr. Stock, please reconsider.
Melvin, you got the morning off. Let's go to the book auction.
Edition of the Sonnet of Puya and your bid, ladies and gentlemen.
I bid $1,500.
$1,500 is bid by Mr. Roderick Temple.
$1,700.
All right, babe. No more bids. It's going to get back since you just lost your fort.
Did I hear someone say $1,700?
Oh, I must have been mistaken.
Mr. Gordy Jacobson, do you care to up the bid?
Well, Mr. Temple wants something that bad, I don't fool around with him, see? Sell Mr. Temple a book.
Of course. The Sonnet of Fuyen is sold to Mr. Temple for $1,500.
Hey, Sarah, Mr. Temple got the book you wanted.
But why did you stop bidding? Well, it was my own idea to do it this way, Melvin. Now we can follow this Temple guy and bid on the book in private.
Yeah, but he's already seen you here at the auction. He'll recognize you.
Well, he'd recognize me if I showed up this way. The art of being a great detective is disguised, Melvin. Disguised.
Well, how are you going to disguise yourself?
Well, you see this bandana around my neck?
Yeah.
See these glasses?
Yeah.
See this big comb for my hair?
Yeah.
Well, I'll switch my hair around like this.
Yeah? So what?
So, from now on, I'm an Italian accountant in search of rare books, understand? Come on, kid, we got no time at the waste. Oh, Sarah, you're so clever. Why do you fight it? Come on, guys. Signore, you got lots of rare books here, huh?
Yes, of course, ma'am. You care for old books?
Well, with a rare edition like you around, who cares about old books? Pretty good joke, huh?
Well, let's get down to business.
Quiet, Melvin. Excuse me, please. This is an American boy I have driving my car. And me, I'm Countess Maria Victoria Sandrina Pavlicini Rosalini. That's Italian, yes?
Well, I say it, ma'am.
Shut up! I mean, shut up the front door, Melvin, and drop the phone. Besides, look, there's some muscle books on a table, huh?
Muscle books?
You see? Just give Melvin a muscle book and it goes right to his head. How pretty good, huh?
What can I do for you, Countess?
Well, you see, I've got a friend who was at a certain book auction this morning. He said that you was about a book at auction, see?
Yes.
You sell it to me, huh? No matter what it costs, I'm a buy, see?
I think that might be arranged. You wait here just a moment, Countess. I'll have to open the safe.
See, I'm away, sir.
Now,
Don't be so nervous.
I'm not nervous.
Well, then stop biting my fingernails. Go back to your muscle books. We're going through with this thing.
This way, Countess. Right back here.
She's a pretty dancer back here with all these...
Just like you never saw before.
What's going on here?
Don't fight it, Countess. Just inhale the chloroform. Go to sleep, my pretty... And that takes care of one half of the team.
Hey, look at this picture I found of Charles Atlas as a 48-pound weakling. Oh, Sarah, what are you doing lying on the floor like that?
Mr. Matthew, muscle boy. Jealous?
Jealous? Me? No, sir.
Then maybe you like this. As you can see, chauffeur wanted the sanity in Fuyen, eh?
Hmm.
Melvin. Melvin, wake up. Oh, come on, Melvin. Open your eyes.
Oh, my poor head. Where am I?
Oh, Willis, we'll drive back where I started in Mr. Owen's apartment. The man I was supposed to buy the book for in the first place.
Well, you tell Mr. Owen that you quit. So I know part of this book buying job.
I'm going to do that, Melvin, as soon as he wakes up. Oh, look, he's sitting there in the corner asleep.
I'll tell him, and I'll tell him right now. Mr. Owen, there's something I wanted to do. Sarah, look, there's a knife in his back.
That's nice. I knew we shouldn't disturb. Melvin, I think we better get out of here.
Hey, there's a book wedged here in the chair.
Yeah.
It's the sonnets of Fu Yin, and the binding's missing. There's something written on the flyleaf.
But what does it say, Melvin?
Listen.
Yes.
Don't bother about the sonnets of Fu Yin anymore. You could get hurt. If you don't believe it, look what happened to me. Signed, to George Owen.
How do you like that? And after all I've been through for him. Melvin.
Yes?
I race you to the elevator.
We'll return to Sarah Brenner and Sarah's Private Caper in just a moment. It's a wonderful morning when you've had your Wheaties.
Breakfast of champions. Now look, you don't have to be a champion to eat Wheaties, not a bit of it. You can just be yourself and go right ahead enjoying these crisp, nut-tasty little flakes of whole wheat. Whatever you do, Wheaties are for you, too. But they're also breakfast of champions. Favorite of men who know that getting the right food is part of making their living. Men like Ralph Kiner, pride of the Pittsburgh Pirates. Now, this man Kiner depends on his energy and vitality for his reputation and his paycheck. And he says he calls the Wheaties almost every morning of the season. Figures they help give him the extra energy he needs to play a top game of ball. So, sure, whatever you do, you need energy and vitality to do it well. Now, you may not play championship baseball for a living, but you need vitamins and minerals just like anybody else. Well, don't you? Well, then, tomorrow, get yourself a box of Wheaties. Big box. They taste so good, they won't last long. Pour them in the bowl, slice on the fruit, pour on the milk, pick up the spoon, and enjoy yourself. Wheaties, breakfast of champions. It's a wonderful morning when you've had your Wheaties.
And now, back to Sarah Brenner and Sarah's Private Caper. Sarah and her boyfriend Melvin, having experienced a hectic session in search of the sonnets of Fu Yin, are trying to relax after a sleepless night.
Melvin, I couldn't sleep all night for worrying. Look at these circles under my eyes.
Well, why don't you try Ovaltine?
Well, I didn't have ovals under my eyes. Hey, look what it says in the newspapers, Melvin.
What?
Witnesses have stated that at the time of the crime, two people were seen leaving the Owen apartment, a man and a woman.
I'll bet they did. Those murderous villains deserve the gas chamber.
Honey, baby Daryl, the man and the woman, that's us.
Sarah, we're fugitives.
Yay, the sun.
But I can't be a fugitive today. The market's having a one-cent sale and they need me.
They need you like they need Piggly Wiggly.
Piggly Wiggly? Watch your language, Sarah.
Come on, Melvin. We'll go to Mr. Jacobson's apartment.
But Sarah, that fellow would certainly recognize you in a minute.
Melvin, remember what I told you about the power of disguises.
Yeah, a lot of good it did you with Temple.
Oh, I got a better disguise.
Such as?
Well, I'm going to be the Duchess of Windermere from jolly old England looking for old books. You see?
Ooh.
And Melvin, we're going visiting. Wipe the egg off your face.
Yes? What are you characters for?
How do you do, Mr. Jacobson? I'm the Duchess of Windermere, of the Back Bay Windermeres. In fact, the bay and back of the Back Bay Windermeres.
Wait a minute, that's far enough.
And this is my stupid brother.
How you do? What do you want?
Well, frankly, I've heard of your superb collection of rare books and wondered if you'd be so gracious as to permit me to look at it.
Look, lady, you better grab a boat and go back where you come from. I think the Queen Mary is sailing tomorrow.
The Queen Hotel? Oh, I should be delighted to travel with Her Majesty's chair.
Look, lady, look, the Queen Mary is a boat.
Oh, really? How terribly confusing that must be to the king.
Look, lady, I want
to... Oh, but then I guess there will always be an England, won't there?
Yeah, as long as the United States can afford it. Well, look, Duchess, what do you want from me?
Well, frankly, I saw you at the book auction this morning, and you were bidding on the sonnets of Fouillette.
Excuse me, Duchess. Hello, Jacobson speaking. Oh, my laundry's ready, huh? Okay, send somebody down to pick it up in exactly an hour. Yeah, just can't stand to wear a shirt more than an hour.
Of course. I know what you mean. About the sonnet, Mr. Jacobson, did you know Mr. George Owen?
Sure. I know him. Why?
Well, weren't you jealous of Mr. Owen because he had the sonnet in the first place?
You throw bruising in my books. And get out before you get hurt. This cat says outside.
Yeah, outside.
Sarah, I'm glad you're finally taking my advice and going back to that bookstore. And when we see Mr. Temple, I'm going to give him a piece of my mind. And then after that boy, I'll just knock him unconscious.
Melvin, knock him unconscious, but do yourself a favor. Don't give him a piece of your mind.
Hey, Sarah, look.
Well, what's the matter?
The bookshop. It isn't there anymore.
Say, what is this?
Now it's a Chinese laundry.
Chinese laundry? We're on the right side of the street, aren't we, Melvin?
Well, sure, it was right next to this lunchroom here.
Well, look, you go in the lunchroom and get a bowl of Wheaties, huh? I'm going in the laundry and try to talk to the Chinaman and find out what it's all about, huh? I look over a jolly flower and I overlook the floor.
Yes?
Me want to know what happened to a bookshop. All it came here belong to him yesterday?
Bookshop? Belong here, him?
What did you do with that bookshop, Thomas?
What do I know about bookshops? I run a laundry, as it is written in the books of my ancestors. No ticky, no washy.
Oh, you speak Chinese too, huh?
You got laundry here?
Yeah. Slip me the shirt, kid. Jack Jacobson says, slip me the shirt.
Oh, you're from Jacobson. Why didn't you say so instead of all that schmoozing around? Book slop. Here you are.
Gee, thanks. I'll speak to the boss about you, kid. See you tomorrow.
Sarah, I don't understand why you took Mr. Jacobson's shirts and brought them here to my room.
Well, look, when a book lover like Jacobson calls about his shirts and a bookshop turns into a laundry overnight, there's got to be some connection. Open the bundle, Melvin.
All right. Sarah!
Melvin!
All that money. The $20 bill. Thousands of them.
Oh, just think, with all this money, we could get married, and maybe in a year, who knows?
Yeah. Our own little grocery store.
Catch your bottles, and I could... Wait a minute. Melvin, it's counterfeit.
Counterfeit? Oh, Sarah.
Hide the money someplace. Melvin, I'll answer the door.
Melvin, my boy, I've been looking all over for you.
Well, hello, Mr. Sachs.
Come back to your manager, boy. Come back to United Way, Nate.
Honest, Mr. Sachs?
You left this now out of darkest need, boy. That 1 cent sale is cracking all records. Get your apron, boy, and come with me.
Melvin, we'll come with you later, Mr. Sack. Right now, you've got to do something for us. There's a phone downstairs. Go call the tea man. Tell him to get here in a hurry.
What's this other idiot talking about, Melvin?
Better do what she says, Mr. Sack. Call a tea man or I won't be able to come back to work ever.
Very well, I'll call him. But Melvin Ingersoll, I want you back at the ketchup bottles in an hour. That's an order, boy.
I've got the whole thing figured out. There were counterfeit plates to make phony $20 bills hidden in the binding of the sonnets of Fouillette.
I get it. And they killed Mr. Owen because it was Mr. Owen's book in the first place.
Melvin, the way your mind works, you'll be an assistant manager in 10 or 12 years.
The character will never make it, Willie Temple.
He'll never make it at home. The same either. All right, get your hands up.
Well. The happy book lover, Jacobson and Temple.
He's got to move that money fast. Come on, you.
Tell me where it is.
Under the bed, Mr. Temple, sir.
You're so clever, Mr. Jacobson. Imagine setting up a Chinese laundry to get rid of counterfeit money.
You like it, huh?
Oh, yes, yeah, sure. Real jazzy. It's a shame it's all ruined because there's a tea man on his way up here now.
Hey, the Temple tea man.
Yes, I heard it. I got the money.
Shall I let them have it now?
Somebody sent for me.
Oh, brother. Are you the tea man, mister?
Yes, I'm a tea man.
Oh, what'll I tell you, Jacobson?
All right, you win. Drop the gun, Temple. We don't kill no government tea men. We saw the movie.
Hey. Well, what is this? Which one of you wanted the tea man?
I did.
Well, I'm the United Tea Man.
Would you mind repeating that?
Mr. Sack, the manager of the United Market, called me and said that somebody wanted a tea man. Now, how do you want your tea? In bags or in cans? How do you want your tea? In bags or in cans?
Sarah Bernier will be back in just a moment. And here's the W man.
W man? Say, that's me, Frank Martin, Wheaties man. You know, folks, if you'll get up to Wheaties in the morning, I think you'll feel the difference all morning long. There's energy in those little golden flakes. Slide them into the breakfast bowl, pour on the milk, put on the fruit, and see how it feels to wake up happy.
And now back to Sarah Berner as we put the period to Sarah's private caper.
Good morning, Sarah. Here's a new report I want you to type out. 2 boxes of marshmallows were stolen from Girl Scout Troop 255. Let's see you make something out of that.
Well, the way I see it, Lieutenant, those marshmallows were smuggled into the country by a midget disguised as a Girl Scout. Each one of those marshmallows contains a diamond as big as your head. That's it. Out of my way, Lieutenant. Where's my hat?
Sarah, come back here. Sarah!
And here's Sarah Berner again. Congratulations, Sarah, on your brand new program. It's fun.
Oh, thank you, Frank. It's fun to do, and I'm certainly looking forward to a summer full of Wheaties.
Good, Sarah, so am I. You know about Wheaties, I take it. Whole wheat flakes, crisp, tempting.
Know about them? Frank, I love Wheaties. They're practically part of the family.
Fine, fine. And we're happy to have you as part of the Wheaties family, Sarah. See you next Thursday night, Sarah's private caper on the same NBC station.
Oh, thank you, Frank. And get your Wheaties, everybody. Good night.
Sarah's private caper is produced and directed by Joe Parker, with script by Morton Fine, David Friedkin, and Mr. Parker. Original music was composed and conducted by Robert Armbruster. Heard in tonight's cast were Bob Sweeney as Melvin, Frank Nelson as Mr. Sack, and Gerald Moore, Anthony Barrett, Eric Snowden, Peter Leeds, Jerry Hausner, Tom Holland, Jack Petruzzi, and Donald Morrison. Our thanks to Howard Duff and Louise Tuttle for appearing transcribed with us tonight as Sam Spade and Effie through the courtesy of the Wildwood Company.
And this is the Wheaties man, Frank Martin, inviting you to listen next Monday night to Frank Lovejoy in Night Beat on the Wheaties Big Parade. See you then.